One of Arizona's most famous musicians is heading to the big screen today.
A biographical documentary of Tucson native Linda Ronstadt is called Linda Ronstadt, The Story of My Voice, and it's out today.
The documentary covers everything from her political activism and her relationship to former California Governor Jerry Brown to her rise to fame and struggles as a trailblazing female artist of the 1970s.
The rock and roll culture seems to be dominated by hostility against women. What happens is that they lose the ability to focus on themselves as a person rather than as an image, you know?
Ronstadt was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease in 2012. She only agreed to let directors make the documentary if they didn't focus on her diagnosis, which has left her unable to sing.
She is featured in the beginning and end of the film doing some voiceover work, but no worries, plenty of recognizable faces there to sing her praises. Emmylou Harris, Dolly Parton, Jackson Brown, and several members of the Eagles, just to name a few.
And the documentary also touches on her background as a Mexican-American raised in Arizona. She went on to win Grammys for the many Mexican folk albums she released and has been vocal about border wall issues of the last few years.
Ronstadt became the highest paid woman in rock and roll by the end of the 70s and is still one of the world's best-selling artists of all time. Her documentary, Linda Ronstadt, The Sound of My Voice, opens today in select theaters.